Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. So after we've said in general that Hashem is Elokeinu, our God, and the God of our fathers, we then come to something incredibly powerful. That Hashem associates His name with individuals. Three remarkable individuals. Three individuals who forged independent pathways through their own personality, through their own neshama, and through their own dvekus and avoda, to making Hashem manifest in this world, to the extent where Hashem identifies Himself, and we identify Him as the God of Avram, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. That's how Hashem chooses to be known. First things first is to realize how immense His love was and is for the Avos. That their dedication, that their dvikus, that their commitment to making Hashem's name known in this world was so real and so palpable that Hashem loved them with a love that means that He attaches His name to them forever. It's something to think about and contemplate. First things first is that for all of us that ought to be aspirational. Because Chazal tell us, Masa Yagia Masai, the Masa Avayse, the Masa of Ram Yitzchak Yaakov. When are my actions? When am I going to reach the levels of Ram Yitzchak and Yaakov? We might not get there. But we can certainly aim high. Aim high to the point where Hashem attaches His name to us too. Where we feel His love. That shared destiny. That shared commitment. The Sfasemes goes further. And the Sfasemes is really building off a Medrash, which is also a Gemara. The Medrash talks about Ohayaka 8, Shasal al Palgemayim, in Tehillim at the beginning. Like a tree that's planted by a brook of water. Or as the Gemara in Tan, it says, Ilan, Ilan, Bama, Varechacha, a beautiful tree that's giving off fruit and shade. What's the greatest bracha that you can give to a tree? Shekol Natias Shenotim Mimchayu Kamoscha. That all the branches that come from you, all the plantings, all the prunings, all the clippings that come from you, should be like you. Why is that significant? Says the Sfasemes, Hashem rewards tzaddikim with the thing that they value most. So when it comes to Avraham Avinu, it's obvious the thing that means the most to him is continuity. The thing that means the most to him is having a son that will carry on, not just his name, but his mission. No one else will be able to do it unless they are a genetic descendant of Avraham Avinu. Eliezer, Yishmael, various reasons, each one their own way. It's just not good enough. It has to be Mizera Yitzchak. Because for Avraham Avinu, it's all about the future. And therefore, Hashem rewards Avraham with the thing that's most powerful and most important to him. And that's us. We are the reward for Avraham Avinu's dvekus, for Avraham Avinu's avoda, for Avraham Avinu's commitment to Hashem and to making His name known in the world. The Eschal or Goy Gadol is us. So when we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, we're having in mind, we're understanding that Hashem associates with the tzaddikim. He associates with us. And that we are part of that. We're part of that mission. Our lives have purpose. And that was a mission that was set in motion by Avraham Avinu and carries on very much till today. It's up to us to build the next steps.